What's up, everybody? This is Hush, a.k.a. How You Stop Him, a.k.a. Voice of Reason, a.k.a. No Noise. And this is Tell It How It Is, No Filter, episode 134. I last left off, and that's what's going to make this one different, because I'm really going to go from where I left off. I think the guys didn't really favor me much for being the mascot for the ladies on the last one, even titling it a mascot for the ladies, because I was going in on how guys got to kind of control themselves and what to do with the fateful game and how to stay consistent with that. So, women, I got to bash y'all a little, not bash, but I got to give y'all a hard time a little bit, because this fateful thing is beautiful. You know what I mean? Like, you know, I don't want to say that it's a woman's idea totally, but y'all have a lot to do with it. But there's guys who require this and want that from jump as well. So I won't knock that. You know what I mean? But I feel like women, you get approached probably way more. I don't really know temptation limits for you. I'm not a female. You know what I'm saying? So I don't know how y'all shake it off or not shake it off, what stimulates y'all, what doesn't, as far as the whole interaction with us guys, relationship or not. So with that being said, I still don't give a pass or leeway that as much of a vocal human being in this whole fateful monogamous relationship, just you and your partner, there's no leniency for mistakes. So women that can hold it together, who stay faithful, who never slip, they may say that they won't take the rap for other women, meaning they're women who are just loosey-gooseys. You know, I mean, they still, y'all still got it good. Because if y'all are, you know, if for the women who just do them, you know, fucking, you know, move spicy. Are y'all keeping it a buck saying, yo, I'm just moving spicy, this is how I am? No, it's complicated, man. Like, the women, I need a female to help me out right here, man. Because it's like, y'all not really admitting that if that's what y'all on. Because y'all still want certain conditions, even if that's how you're moving. You still want it to be treated a certain way. You still like, you know, if you have five guys you fucking with, you still want one to kind of be on your body, like as if y'all are more than what it is. It's not everybody. But I'm trying to go at those. Because the women who hold it down, never crack, like, yo, it's nothing. Like, they make it look easy. And those women probably get approached at a quality level. Not so much more than any other woman, but by some dudes that probably actually could bring shit to the table or are just going harder because they could sense the success of you. They could sense the involvement you have with someone. You know, it sounds crazy, right? How could you tell? How could you sense? You could sense. You could sense it. Unless you're mental, you see, and that's where it changes, because no matter how together y'all got it on paper, mentally could be a large reason that y'all are not with somebody, but y'all still demand that when y'all do date. So now leave that alone, because y'all got that, right? The ones who stay faithful, continue to do what you do. There's no need to talk about that. I mean, talk about y'all, because y'all got it, right? All right, boom. Keep doing what you're doing. The ones who want to really do them, but still get treated a certain way, it's not fair. You fucking the game up. Because on the flip side of that, with the guys doing that, y'all have an issue with that. Guys mislead, women mislead all day, every day. You know, they might make a movie out of it where there is a psycho dude that go nuts because a woman misled him. What was that? Fatal Attraction. The version with Omar Epps and Nia Long. We have the old condition, the old Fatal Attraction with Glenn Close and Michael Douglas. You see how those ended, right? So the same way y'all want to tell us, guys, don't mislead women. We don't get a pass. You can't cuff. You can't lay up. You can't spend the night. You can't crash. We can't hold hands. We can't go out to dinner. None of that, right? Right? If we do any of that, we're not being nice. We're being misleading. So women, same shit. Don't take no fucking food from us then. Don't hold our hands. Don't hug up with us. Nothing. It sounds ignorant. I'm sorry. I apologize. It may sound a little like emotions are involved here. What I'm trying to say is, if what's good for the goose is good for the gander. If a man gets criticized for misleading women, knowing he don't want to be locked down, tied in, women, why do y'all get to do how y'all want? Because y'all know the ones I'm talking about. It's not all. Y'all know the ones I'm talking about. Y'all kind of want to do y'all, but y'all kind of want this, the one, that one as well. And if we can't play like that, why y'all should get to play like that? The problem is, and I won't really call it a problem from a man's perspective, is that men don't have an issue with just slaying, just being used for that. In some cases, there's some guys who want it, want to be treated fair and square and want a relationship consideration that get turned out, who always saw more. The whole housewife thing. I'm just saying, ladies, for the ones who've been faithful and know how to do it and just have a clear, straight mind on what they doing out here and they man has nothing to worry about, kudos to you. Keep it up. For the ones who want to dip in and out, it's like, you know, a dude that want to be in the streets, but he not really in the streets. You can't do both, ladies. And, you know, you're going to do what you want to do anyway. But I don't condone it, because the same way we get criticized, y'all should get criticized. I know it's harder to say to a guy or any guy, and you don't have to be as descriptive. Just say, I'm doing me. I know that's misleading as well. Because if you meet a guy, y'all go on a date, because I guess you got to go on a date the first time at least. However y'all breaking ice. I'm doing me. When a guy says I'm doing me, you know that's dangerous in a sense of if the guy really wants to just have fun, get some, have sex. You know it's dangerous because he may say he's doing me and the female might want more and so he won't get none possibly. But they always say give them the choice to make that decision. So keeping it real, you just got to take that L, because keeping it real sometimes outweighs more. Yeah, I said sometimes, because sometimes it still goes left. But anyway, that's getting into something way too crazy. So again, women, say that you're just doing you, and hopefully he understands. Now, we can break down. I might have to do another episode, because doing you, does that mean that he should get some that night? That first date, that first link, you're doing you. You're not taking him serious. You're not looking for nobody. So where does that stand? Like, how is that described and broke down on when women should sleep with a man if it's not relationship bound? That's kind of crazy, because now I'm going to take it. It's how I'm going to take it in whatever. You know, women get misled, men get misled. If I'm on a date with you and you tell me you're doing you, aka not jumping into no relationship right now, and I don't get none that night, I'm going to think I ain't getting none. Or damn, that list is crazy. You got some heavy hitters on that list. I'm not going to act out of character. I'm a little more mature. I know how the game's played. I've been there. I've been on the other side of that. So me personally, I'm not going to make a fuss. Just mentally, I'm be like, oh, there's some home run hitters on her list already. I just got to either wait and see if I'm going to become one or whatever. But you see how it's attacking for both? So nobody's off the hook here. Women, get it together. Yes, be blunt. Ain't nobody expecting to be like, I'm a hoe, I'm a loose goose. I'm just saying, if that's all you doing is having fun, say you doing me, you having fun, and then decide whether or not you're going to rock with that person like that to share your body with. Man, we need to do the same things. You know, if we just doing us and we ain't looking for a relationship, we need to decide who we share our body with as well. You see, you got to kind of show them the same shit they show us. Not to be vindictive, but just to understand that we understand value too. And that's all I got on that one. You know, if y'all need more, y'all holler at me, comment, suggest, whatever, whatever. I just had to touch that again. Men and women who are remaining faithful, God bless you. Salute to you. Happiness is great. If you really have a good partner for men and for women, keep your same vibe you got going right now. Peace on that. Max Keller off of First Take. I'm jumping right in here. Yo, they really making it seem like Stephen A. Smith was the person that got him out of there. He wanted the shit for himself. It showed that a black man is selfish. How I felt about Max Keller, My bag is Max Kellerman. I don't really know. Like, I'm on the fence with this. I didn't have nothing personally against him. He didn't really get on my nerves. But I don't know how. Wow, that shit is crazy. Wow. Stephen A. Smith, if you had something to do with that, that's crazy, my man. I don't care how you judge me. That's crazy. I don't take a bag away from nobody unless, like, they really was fucking up the vibe like that. And I wasn't there personally, so he might have been fucking up the vibe like that. But y'all are hella some actors then, because on camera, it don't look that off. We need the controversy. We need the difference of opinion sometimes, especially when it comes to sports. So, yo, that's crazy for me. I hope that's not true. I mean, they say LeBron got a lot to do with who's on the Lakers and who's not or whatever. He delivers. He's given. He got titles, championships, I mean, or whatever. So that's a different story. So Max Kellerman, you got your own show, though. Rock out. Show them that you the fucking truth. You hear me? Just keep doing what you're doing. Stephen A. Smith, whether true or not, I still don't knock you. Get your bag and show them you know what the fuck you're doing. But damn, to make it look like that was just crazy for me. I had to comment on it real quick because I don't know if I believe it or not. And even though the comments that Stephen A. Smith has made that they claim and they say and he say, she's whatever. Yo, First Take was dope. Hopefully it remains dope. I didn't have an issue with the guy. I didn't know him personally. I wasn't there on set. Enough of that. Rick Ross. Maybach Music. Yo, you just got your license, my G? 45 years old? I don't even want to roast you, though. I don't got no smoke for you. It is what it is. But damn, a motherfucker that got all that money and all them cars to just now get their license, and there's a motherfucker out there that's half your age with a license that ain't drive not one Maybach yet. But all for that jokes, he got it when he got it. I mean, do we compare this to somebody going back to college and school and getting a degree? I don't know what to say on this. I just had to mention it though. And if you really want me to believe, not to incarcerate him, I mean, not to incriminate him, because what the fuck can they do about it based on what I say? And if that was before, he got it now. You really think he never drove a car though? Not to incriminate. I drove a car before I had a license. The fuck? Who hasn't? But that was just a shocker for me. But now he's legal and he could do the damn thing. I would buy, if I was him with his money, I'd buy 10 more cars right now. I'm joking. I'm being a little silly. But shout out to Ross for handling that in either event. You know what I mean? That was crazy for me to hear, though. 45. Wow. I thought I got my shit late. And I think that was late when I got mine's. The question is, was that on the first try? I'm guessing so. That's dope. But then by this stage of the game, you better, like, ace that shit. You know what I mean? So, shout out Ross. I'm moving on. Yo. Drake might be the best, yo. I'm sorry. Musically. Writers or no writers. Help with his writing. Help with his the producing. Whatever. If they got a fucking tribe of people involved, he might be the greatest ever, man. Because I'm not saying this based on the music. I'm saying this because how many people can you bump heads with in your career and you ain't really talking crazy? You ain't talking crazy at all off cam, off the, outside the music. When I say off cam, I mean like outside your performances, outside your bars. You know, like he don't get a break. You know, the Kanye thing, now the Swiss thing. I caught that line, but I ain't really catch it. You only live twice. You acting fancy, huh? Sheesh. Sheesh. Swiss, talk that gangster shit. Pull up, shoot, pull up. If you want some shit like, we know Drake. I mean, Drake is a man like anybody else. So, he may not be Tupac with it. I don't think Swiss is Tupac neither, though. I ain't calling nobody soft. I ain't saying they won't pop off. Who am I? But what I'm saying is, ain't nobody no super gangster to me in this rap music today. I mean, there's people that they go, oh, yeah, they really bang or whatever. Whatever, yo. But, damn, Drake might be the best. He need a versus, but I don't know what he'll... The Kanye thing would be dope, but don't get me to tell you that because that may never happen. But the Drake-Kanye shit might happen. I mean, might be the greatest thing in history, like, to stand next to the Lox Dipset thing. You know what I'm saying? That could possibly surpass that. Possibly. Let's not get crazy. You know what I mean? I spoke on it before. It seems like Tuesday's the Fat Joe Ja Rule thing because he said 14th. So that should be coming in a couple. That Drake Swiss, that's crazy, that line though. But shout out Swizzy. You know, he has a impactful presence in this music for a while. You know what I mean? So it's not to minus it. My opinions and views don't minus the man itself, regardless of what, even with Rosé. So yeah, that's dope. The Rosé thing, get your license, do your thing. Are there more bad guys than good guys? This is complicated. I really don't think I'm going to get through this subject in enough time, this topic, and the breakdown of it, even if I had 3 hours. How do we determine that? And when we say bad guys and good guys, do we mean them in a street type of way? Or are we talking about with women? So, what more splendid would it be to just continue with when involved with women because of how I started this episode and what was talked in the last episode? So, I think my strong opinion there's more bad guys than good guys. What I will challenge, though, is out of the more bad guys, there are some in that batch that can become good. That can possibly become good. That will become good. Bad when it comes to relationships is based on experience and what was done before. And the same way we're told to let it go, some women don't let it go. So this is going to be pretty neutral. Like, nobody's, like, getting the upper hand here. So, with women, the way that they're bad after certain experiences is probably just doing them, being real sneaky, sleazy, you know what I'm saying? But this ain't on them, again, but I'm just quoting that. But the guys that are bad, some of it could come from childhood itself, you know, no mother or no dad or that relationship period and how that was seen, how that was viewed, the experience of being in that atmosphere, that could play a strong role in the whole bad guy thing. A couple broken hearts can early on. I think early on, if we all, men and women, early on we're experimenting. We're seeing what's good with the whole interaction with the opposite sex to begin with. Or, my bad, with someone else. Because I'm not against the community of gay and lesbian. So, whoever, early on, it's the same strategy, eh? Let's just play fair. Let's play fair and square. Early on, no matter who you like, who you're into, you're experimenting. If, for chance, if by chance your early on days you find a real one that you is rare, man. You know, off rip, you're like, you know, I probably could spend the rest of my life with this person. How young are we talking, though? I'm not even going to go there and really dissect it too much. That's just crazy to me because you don't know. You just got to see. It's still experimenting, but the experiment may work. Anyway, we're experimenting early on. So things that work or don't work should not really be taken to the extreme. Well, I said that wrong because if it works, why not? Keep going. If it doesn't work, you're experimenting. You shouldn't really go in like that, like it was supposed to be from rip. When do you start to say that, okay, I need to be taken serious now? What age? It depends on the people. It depends on the person you're engaging with. It depends on your environment. It depends on your maturity level. It just depends on, there's a lot of factors. You can't just not look at these things and question these things and say that these are the reasons things certain things happen. But either way, the bad guy image versus the good guys. Now, there's good guys who just, they good no matter what they went through. There's some good guys who were bad guys and said, let me chill out. You know, they get to a point where they're like, man, listen, all right, let me, you know, I have fun. I did do me for a long time. So let me take this, you know, chance to be a good guy and see what goes. You know what I mean? Because you never know. You know, the first time you give it a full shot, maybe the only time you got to do that. And that's dope. To be bad and then you turn good and like off your first shit, you good? That's the dopest thing ever. But I think that to give some leniency to both men and women, we all deserve a bad era, phase. You know what I mean? When you just, because again, experiment and all that. You just can't, you know, have the mixed signals of it. You know what I mean? If you bad, say you bad. How does a bad guy work with a bad girl or a bad guy on or whoever you like? If y'all both bad, I don't know. That's a lot. Y'all might wind up both turning good, though. So it's not, I wouldn't say it's impossible. There's nothing that's impossible. But that's definitely going to be challenging. Both people who are good or both people who have decided to become good, it's kind of the same thing in the sense of that should go smooth. Relationships are relationships. You're still going to have bumps and bruises and understanding and adjusting and yada, yada, yada. It's always going to be. But that should pretty much go smooth. For the people who are good already or decide to become good and give shit a shot, a fair shot. So I still ride with that there's more bad guys than good guys, though. But again, the potential to change some of those numbers is highly possible. And it depends on the individual that they meet. And if they decide that that's the one or that's the time to make the change. This is a soul decision and no one can force it. No one. So don't think that you did. You may have something to do with it, but you can't strong arm it. You can probably influence an idea already there, if they were already heading that way. But if I was going down this street, you can't make me make a U-turn. Unless I already thought I was going down the wrong street and I'm trying to find the next corner to make that U-turn. And vice versa. We equal. So the knowledge is power, the understanding of things, it helps so much because then you don't get in your feelings as much. Emotions aren't driven out of control because if you're just aware of certain things, you can get through almost anything. It's hard. I sit here and say it like it's polished, like it's no, you got to adjust and grow to that because there's people, Yeah. There's people that you wanted one thing and they weren't on the same page. And that one thing could be anything. You know, I didn't mean like it had to be relationship bound. It could have been, I just wanted to have fun. They didn't. I wanted to take it serious and they didn't. They didn't rock with you long enough to understand you that, you know, some things that are worth it takes a little obstacle, takes a little difficulty. And, you know, the patience that some people have can cause them to miss out on some things. And that's their given right. You know, if they are on that type of time, you see, that's why when you meet people in life, at what point you meet them is so crucial in how shit goes. And everybody's not mentally open off rip to really tell you where their head is at. You know, so you draw your own conclusion. You see how you are. You can vouch for yourself. And then you're dealing with this person and you're like, wow, you know, if this could, that goes back to the bad guys that I said could be good. Because it could, there's some bad guys that they met a person and they were almost going to jump ship. But then that person did something or it just wasn't the time for them to handle that change. That's a big transition. And if they weren't ready, it's good that you learned that before you went and made the transition. Because I don't want you to now be bitter. You jump and make a transition for the wrong person. And now you're like super leery to the next time you even think you're going to do something like that. So pay attention. You know, it's not good to be bad forever. But I don't think you should be turning good for everybody either. You could be at that point in life where you're like, look, your cutoff game better be strong. Like, you know what? I'm not bad no more. Everybody I deal with from here on out, I'm putting my best foot forward. And you just got to be sharper than a razor. Because if you're putting your best foot forward, signs and shit you see that you don't like, you not with, you got to get at that. You got to nip it in the butt, talk about it or whatever. And, you know, you could turn your cheek a little bit for some things, but let's not get crazy and think that, you know, this good guy thing means you turn the cheek for everything. No. There's one thing where you working and you know, y'all working things out, y'all working through things. It's going to be a little tough roads. And there's a difference between a tough road, a bumpy road, and a friggin' whole strip that need reconstruction. You can't fix everything, you know what I'm saying? You can fix some things, but you can't fix everything. Especially if you're just now finding yourself to make this transition to be good. It's but so much. I mean, I can't tell you how much you could take or how much you can't. I'm not here for that. I'm trying to say know the difference, though. There are some things that's okay to say, I can't do this. Everything is not your fight, your battle. You know what I mean? And it's draining, and you're still human. So I don't expect miracles. Like, you know, you jump in one, and it's so draining, and it didn't work. Of course you don't want to jump right back in after that. But damn, you don't want to lose out. The next person might have been it. But you done wasted all this energy here. Now you need a minute. And that's what I'm saying about, and that's vice versa. So it's how life is crazy. Like, it's so many different scenarios where you can't even really pinpoint shit and how it's going to go to the T. It's all gamble. It's all a take a chance and see type of game. You know what I'm saying? But if we just have knowledge of it and some patience, we can get through some things. We can say it's okay that didn't work. It's okay. It's all right. But you also got to be stern to say, let me peep shit sooner than later to waste the least amount of time. And then don't use the word waste because a learning experience is still a learning experience, even if you want to be the negative side and say it was a waste. You can always learn from it and what not to do the next time. So, until next time, stay safe. Use this first. This before emotions. And until the next time, I'ma holla, and we're gonna get into some other things. Be well. Trying to wait to a certain second. Ha! Tell it how it is, no filter. Voice of Reason, NF on YouTube.